Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the We Have Spoken podcast. I am Chuck P. Mike Grimio here with me as well. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man.
Season 4 of the podcast. We are doing the Marvel series
season
What If.
Season 4, man. Season 4. Well, I mean, we call it Season 4, but it's really been a year, right?
We started with Season 2 of The Mandalorian.
We're coming up on a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
And so much.
There's at least 3 or 4 people that listen.
Yeah. I mean, we get emails from like a couple people. That's great.
Yeah.
We have spoken pod23@gmail.com.
Hey, yeah. We have spoken pod23@gmail.com. If you would like to tell us about the things that we're wrong about, or the things we're right about, or just anything in general.
Yeah, exactly. We take everything. We don't care. Before we get into this episode, though, Mike, we have to discuss something.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's not a Marvel series or anything like that. Uh-huh. It's not Star Wars or anything like that. It is a Marvel movie though, because an amazing trailer dropped on Monday.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
After months and months and months and yes. months and months of hearing things about this movie, rumors, speculation and such, Spider-Man No Way Home dropped on Monday, the trailer.
That trailer is something.
Bruh. As of today, the most viewed trailer in a 24-hour period. 355.6 million views in 24 hours.
People love Spider-Man, bro.
Well, they love Spider-Man, and also the fact that there's so much mystery that's been surrounding this movie. You've been hearing rumors about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield coming back. There's all this multiverse stuff they were talking about. Charlie Cox, who played Daredevil in the Netflix series, may be in this movie. Nobody knew for sure. Jamie Foxx posted an Instagram about how he was back to film Electro and then immediately took that down. So we're like, did Sony make him take it down, or was it, you know, we didn't know. After watching this trailer, we got a better idea what's happening.
Yeah, it's the multiverse.
They say it in the trailer. You see a pumpkin bomb.
I know.
And it's the exact design from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. I went and looked it up. It's the exact design.
Yeah, and not only that, like, you hear the laugh.
Yeah, that's Willem Dafoe.
That's without a doubt. I mean, if it's not, don't come after me, okay? for God's sakes. But it sounds like him.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's definitely a Green Goblin pumpkin bomb.
Yes.
And obviously, there's another member of the Rogues Gallery.
Doc Ock in all of his glory.
Doc Ock, boy.
Well, Alfred Molina came out a while back and said, yep, I filmed.
I mean, he just looked so good.
Dude, yeah.
He looked so good.
So good. And there's speculation of others. Like you said, I said Jamie Foxx posted some on Instagram. There's some lightning scenes in the trailer. There's some what looks like sand. Could be Sandman. We don't know.
We're going to comic it here for a second. Here.
Yes.
Name a single, outside of Batman.
Okay.
Name a more iconic Rogues Gallery than Spider-Man.
100%. 100% agree with you on this. There isn't one.
I mean, Batman's number one, in my opinion.
Yeah, Superman's Rogues Gallery is weak.
But what I'm saying, though, is, okay, so, like, in comparison for the strength of the person versus the strength or, you know, capabilities of their nemesis.
I don't know.
People that they don't like, that don't like them.
Yeah.
Batman, his fucking group is, you can't touch that one.
No.
You can't. You just can't. But then after that, it's got to be Spider-Man. It's got to be.
Yeah, I don't know who else. I can't even think of anything.
And I'm talking about an individual person. I'm not talking about a group. You're like, you want to throw in X-Men and be like, all the people they go against. Not the same thing. That's a group of people. I'm talking an individual person on their own. I mean, like, you know, after that, then you start looking at, like, you got to start thinking about who all the solo heroes are.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, there's people that are in groups that also run solo. So, like, you could look at who some of Wolverine's one-on-ones.
Yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't come close. It does not come close because all of those are associated
Wolverine's
with the X-Men
top, for the most part. Wolverine's top pack a serious punch.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but then, like...
Omega Red ain't nothing to mess with.
Yeah, I mean, Sabretooth.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but anyway... so many opportunities, so many chances that you could potentially have with the Spider-Man villains.
Yes.
It's great. I mean...
They're building a Sinister Six.
Oh,
they've
got to.
It's happening.
Got to.
It's happening.
It's got to happen.
I mean, I feel like Michael Keaton might even show up in this movie.
I heard that he's gonna.
I don't know. I mean, he's busy right now doing Batman over in the Flash movie
right,
that's coming out.
Right.
But
maybe
I mean,
that's what I heard. Maybe that's what I heard and I got mixed up.
Who knows, man? We don't know. They've been keeping this under wraps. There's been leaks coming out and rumors and all this stuff, but the trailer proves a lot. Like, it showed you, hey, this is actually happening. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be nuts. It's taking a lot from the One More Day storyline where and again, Mephisto rumors abound because that's the main thing. He goes to Mephisto to ask I think Aunt May died or something. I've never read the story. I'm actually going to read it tonight when I get home. I want to start it. But yeah, I'm super pumped for this movie. Like, I was pumped already, but after seeing that trailer, I was just like, I need this in my life.
Plus, it's going to be a buddy movie.
Yes.
Spider-Man and fucking Doctor Strange are going to buddy up.
Good
son.
Cop, bad cop. Like, how's this going to work?
Like, I just want to know why the whole of the Sanctum Sanctorum is fucking full of snow and shit at the beginning.
Yeah, I saw somebody tweet a picture there and we're like, man, Frozen 3 looks awesome.
I saw somebody mention something about, like, he's wearing a jacket and he's got the cloak over the jacket.
Yeah. Somebody pointed out the coffee mug he's holding has a fox on it and it says O for fox, like the fox's sake, O for fox sake.
Oh god.
And I was like, that's clever. That's good. But yeah, that trailer dropped December 15th.
I think it's 15th or 17th. I don't know. It's somewhere in that early part of December.
22nd is the Matrix.
Somewhere in the early movie. Part of December, Spider-Man No Way Home. Hopefully we can go safely and watch in theaters.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going regardless next Thursday to go see Shang-Chi. That's happening.
Right.
I want to go see that in the theater.
Yeah.
All right. So let's jump into this week's episode of What If, a dark episode.
Man, I love this one.
It was really good.
God, this was my favorite one.
Not what I was expecting at all.
Nope.
Like, at all, dude. I was thrown. Like, I'd seen something where I read that Loki was going to come to Earth. Like, that was going to be part of the story. And I knew that Samuel L. Jackson was going to be in it, but I had no idea it was going to take such a dark turn so quickly.
I fucking loved this episode. This is my favorite one. I'm in the minority. I've you know, seen online a lot of people like really loved the second episode with T'Challa.
And
that's fine. You know, everybody can be wrong. That's fine.
we'll call you out on it.
Anyway, I thought this one was great because this is what a what if should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, this felt a lot like the comic.
Yes.
It felt a lot like the comic.
Yes. It didn't try to really stick to a pre-established story, which I thought was great.
No.
I mean, the first two, it was like, what if this person did this and what if this person did that? And it was like, okay, so these are the origin stories for other people, but it's just tailored around now to this new person. This is completely different.
Yeah, this is like,
are no fucking origin stories.
No. Like, what if the Avengers never happened?
What if the Avengers got... Murdered.
Murdered.
Straight murked. I mean,
dude, that was intense. Like, when I mean they obviously are taking it from Iron Man 2. He's up in the donut and they call him down. Right. He's having a talk.
Great shot. And fantastic shot.
So good.
Love that shot.
And when Black Widow walks in and sticks him in the neck with the, you know, to try to heal the what's going on with him, and he dies. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
I was like, so this is like, what if Tony wasn't alive?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But exactly. I was wrong. It's what if a bunch of motherfuckers weren't alive?
What if all y'all were dead?
And just like, okay, so that's bad enough. And then you get Black Widow gets taken in. And at this point, I'm going to tell you, part of me was like, it's an early Hydra operation. Like, they don't want. They don't want this shit to go down like this, so they're going to go ahead and knock off these chess pieces before that shit happens.
Yeah.
Right? So Natasha gets, you know, because she's the one that stabbed him. They're like, well, you killed him.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, I was giving him medicine. And they're like, yep, well, you're still the last person to touch him while he was living. So
exactly.
It's on you.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out what happened. And that was where I was like, man, it's Hydra. Hydra's doing this shit. And then, you know, she gets loose in the truck, whatever.
Yeah. Good fight scenes.
Great fight scenes.
Just punching motherfuckers.
I tell you what they are doing in this series is they are giving you the fight scenes, bro.
Yeah.
They are giving you the fucking action scenes.
Agreed.
I'm loving it. Loving it.
Easier to do in animation. You don't have to worry about a budget and stunts and all that.
Absolutely.
You just draw that shit and go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking when everything started happening that because I knew Loki was going to be in it, this was Loki pulling the strings and making it happen so to make the Chitauri invasion on Earth a whole lot easier without the Avengers being involved.
I thought it was Loki once Thor got killed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, well, he enchanted the arrow or he did something,
yeah,
you know, and that was what made Hawkeye kill him. That's how it killed him, because I mean I'm thinking to myself, no way, just like, you know, Thor gets dropped by a regular arrow,
yeah,
you know, but I guess like straight to the heart will do that to you.
Yeah, I mean, Thor's not immortal.
No, he's not.
He's a guy. Well, I mean, he's lived thousands of years, but still, like, he can still die.
Absolutely can. I mean, Odin died, his mother died.
Yeah.
You know, lots of people dying. Died, you know.
All the people who died, died.
Yeah, all the people who died, died.
I love how they took pieces of these movies and then, like, went off on it. Like, Iron Man 2, Thor, they went back to the Incredible Hulk, which I thought was great.
It was phase one.
Yeah.
It's like, hey,
yeah,
what
yeah.
if phase one was like phase none?
Yeah. What if phase one was one movie? And that was it. But the way they executed everything, pun intended. Well, I mean, it was great storytelling, and the reveal that it turned out that it was frickin'. Well, I'm saying frickin' podcast. Fucking Hank Pym doing all this in the yellow jacket suit. By the way,
I know. And look, we're just skipping around because obviously, if you've seen the show, you know what happened. We don't need to go blow by blow.
No,
here.
Not with this.
But I mean, so we lose Tony. We lose, Thor, and then right after that you lose Hawkeye, and then
you lose the Hulk in a fucked up way.
The Hulk turned into like
turned into Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, except he just didn't have anywhere to go.
No,
and then, boom,
dude. I was like,
how is that? Okay, I mean, like, I was like, okay, you know what? He got inside the bloodstream, and he enlarged the heart, and you know, boom, blew him up. His body can't. You know, it couldn't just create a new organ.
No, at all.
So,
but I like how they repeated a few times before that happened. Like, you can't die.
Right.
And then boom, you dead.
Dead. Can't. That's why you should never call your shot.
No. Do not do that.
Don't do it. Don't say stupid shit like that.
No. Do
they
not.
They call
do
that a death flag.
Yeah. Death flag. It's bad. It's not good.
It's not a good idea.
I like that Loki came to Earth to basically, it's like Law and Order Asgard, the cop side of it, come down to find his brother's killer.
I mean, let's be honest, though. At this point, when he comes down, I'm still not convinced it's not him. You know, I don't know that it's not him.
For sure.
And I'm like, what a great plan. What a fantastic plan. You created the shit that would give you a reason to come to Earth.
Yeah.
Right? But then, I had to think, like, okay, why would he care about Tony Stark? Why would he care about Bruce? He wouldn't know about these people. And then Natasha's doing some research, and she finds out that the Avengers Initiative files had been accessed by somebody who was supposedly dead for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so whoever knew, it's not Loki then.
Yeah.
It can't be Loki because he wouldn't give a fuck about a computer.
Yeah.
You know? What's a computer?
Exactly. I don't know what that is. Hello, computer.
Right.
I liked how when Natasha was in the library, she gets the password from Coulson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve. 174.
Steve. I love Steve. Hashtag I love Steve.
Yeah. So good. But when she starts.
0704, I think that's what
something
it
like that, yeah. And then when she starts pulling the files up, and you see Janet Van Dyne's name come up those files.
You know what 0704 is? It's the 4th of July.
4th of July, yeah. That makes sense. Okay,
round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. And then you realize, like, when she's trying to call Fury and she's getting her ass kicked, and she's like, it's all about hope. It's about hope.
Right.
And he's sitting there when it finally hits him in the car, he pulls out the Captain Marvel beeper and he's thinking,
I was like, do it. Do it.
But then he's like, wait, no, it's not this hope. Like, it's the actual hope. Like,
right.
So apparently, in this universe, Hope Van Dyne was a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. And apparently, according to an article I was reading about, she died on a mission in Odessa, which was the mission that Natasha talked about in The Winter Soldier when she first encountered the Winter Soldier.
Right.
When she was escorting a nuclear engineer, Bucky showed up, shot her, killed the engineer. So in this timeline, it's Hope that gets killed. And that's why Hank is so mad at Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. He's been plotting his revenge on how to get back because he thinks it's Nick Fury's fault that she's dead.
Right. And then we have a great scene in the cemetery where it's like, oh, Nick Fury's dropping a little truth. And then I was like, about two scenes in, I was like, nope, that is Loki.
Yeah, well.
There ain't no fucking way that's Nick. I mean, not that he couldn't handle himself, but that's.
No, but yeah. He did that flip over him, and he's like, you're pretty nimble for a guy your age. Yeah, and I'm right. Like, that's Loki. That's Loki.
Well, actually, when he first slapped him down, I was like, that doesn't seem like something that he could have done.
Yeah.
I was already hesitant, and then I was just like, nope, Loki.
Definitely
Loki.
But it still doesn't stop Loki from invading Earth, even after they capture him and give him to the Asgardians. He still takes over Earth.
I'm a big fan of how this whole thing plays out in a week.
Yeah, right? Like, that's great.
What a great device. What a great plot device. Like, it just starts walking it through, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about it, and you're going, I guess that actually can make sense.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That timeline can make sense, because I remember during Iron Man 2 when Coulson gets the call about the 084 in Arizona or New Mexico or whatever.
Yeah.
It turns out to be Thor's hammer. So, really just great episode. Great episode.
And you see Captain Marvel
at the end of the episode, you know, you see Fury and there's the shield under the ice and he says, you know, welcome back, Captain. And then it pans over into fucking Captain Marvel.
Yeah, like, oh, snap, let's go.
Oh, it's what's happening. What's happening? It's about to happen now.
It's like, no, don't end. Keep going.
Well, I think that's going to be one of the ones that has the follow-up. Like,
yeah,
in
maybe
season
so.
Two, you know. They're saying that there are a couple of them that are going to be standalones and a couple of them are going to have like a second part.
Yeah.
And I think that one definitely would have to have a second part.
Yeah.
Because now the question becomes like, okay, by herself, Carol Danvers can pretty much handle most of what Loki would bring at her, you know,
yeah,
would throw
easily
at her,
I would think.
You know. But if
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This Loki still make or had a deal or made a deal with
Thanos
and whatever. Then you change this. So then who are your potential Avengers now?
Yeah, and I feel like he doesn't have that deal because it's all Guardians with him once he takes over Earth.
Right, and he's not rocking the scepter or the cube. So that's from
Jotunheim. Yeah,
right. I can't think nor speak straight today.
It's fine. It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Our brains aren't here. I'm lack of sleep right now, but everything about that episode was great. Clark Gregg coming back as Coulson is awesome.
Fantastic.
And
love him.
He smells like lavender.
I know. All the jokes about Thor and his hair and everything.
He's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
It's so good.
All of it. So good.
It's so good. And so even Hawkeye good. Was like, Coulson's right. His hair is amazing.
And he's like, yeah.
Oh man!
Oh wow!
And a lot of the original actors came back and did the voices for the characters.
Yeah. Ruffalo did
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Obviously, Samuel L. Jackson did Nick Fury. Jeremy Renner did Hawkeye. That was actually Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. I was kind of iffy on that because I didn't know. It kind of sounded different.
Yeah, but he really. That'll show you just how close. I mean, he already did not trust S.H.I.E.L.D. after what happened to his wife.
Yeah.
Right? So he was already very hesitant to let any of his, research get out there or anything like that. He knew what it could do.
Yeah.
Then to find out about this, it's just, man.
It just put him over the edge.
Put him over the edge. And they really drew him like Harry, haggard and just. Just a really great look.
Yeah. The voice of Scarlett Johansson, because that was not her, it was Lake Bell, who plays Poison Ivy on the Harley Quinn series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The person,
she did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times I was like, is that?
Yeah, she sounded like her. Mike Wingert played Tony Stark. He also played Tony Stark in the Avengers Assemble cartoon, Spider-Man cartoon, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Marvel Future Avengers. And Stephanie Panicello, who did some voice work for Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, was Betty Ross. And then Mike McGill was General Ross. That wasn't William Hurt.
No, definitely not. I mean, why would you, you don't need him for that.
No, for stuff like that. I mean, and Downey said he's done playing Tony Stark, so it makes sense that, like, he doesn't even come back to do the voice work.
When you hit the home run and win the game, you don't come back.
Yeah.
And make another round through it. It's unnecessary. He did it. He was the bedrock of the Marvel Universe and the creation of what's currently this juggernaut of Marvel properties. Go out with your big fat check and be like, all right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun, and that'll live forever.
That's it. You can use that dude that does the cartoon version of me.
Well, now he gets to do whatever project he wants to do.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. What was the most shocking of the deaths for you?
Thor.
Yeah.
Thor was the biggest shocker for me. Obviously, I was surprised by Hulk. If Hulk had happened before Thor, it might have been Thor. But, I mean, it might have been Hulk. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the situation, like, now I'm expecting it when Hulk dies. I'm sort of expecting it.
Yeah.
Whereas with Thor, I'm not expecting him to die. I'm not. I'm not expecting him to die, especially by one fucking arrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that was the one that was like, what the fuck? No way.
Hold you on know? A second.
And then it was like, bam, and then there goes Hawkeye, and then bam, and there goes Hulk. And I was like, God damn, man. But the one that shocked me the most was Thor. I guess it was the one that I really didn't expect. Well, I mean, at that point, I didn't expect anything, honestly.
No, I agree with that. Like, I didn't know what to expect. And my thought, once they got to Betty Ross and found Bruce Banner, I was like, all right, so it's going to be Natasha and Bruce together, the last two standing for this. And then he gets shot in the shoulder, and I'm like, all right, he's about to Hulk out.
Right.
And it's going to be this whole scene from right. Incredible Hulk again. And then he gets down there and starts fighting, and then his heart enlarges, and he just blows up. And I was just like, okay, all right.
Splurge.
It was really good. The whole episode just caught me off guard because I just wasn't expecting that dark of a turn. I didn't realize this is like we're going to just eliminate the Avengers from even existing.
It definitely was a surprise. And then, you know, at the end, you sort of see the Loki taking advantage of the situation, you know, happening because his brother's gone now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's no one to stop him. And... you know, this is the big bad Loki, not the friendly Loki that we got from the other stuff.
So do you think, because I agree with you, this story is going to continue, is going to go into another episode. There's a scene in the trailer for What If where it's like the Guardians of the Galaxy are together, that version from that timeline in that Avengers pose with the cameras going around them in a destroyed city. Do you think they come to Earth? Because like at the end of the T'Challa episode, they go back to Wakanda. Thanos is with them. Remember, they're
right.
He reunites with his family.
Right.
So are they on that same timeline? Do you think that happens?
I
don't
know. I have no idea. I would think that the stories would be independent to this. Their specific what ifs.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to what if this happened and then this happened and then this happened and then this happened. You know, because you can't do that with the Captain America thing because Captain Carter and nobody was in the ice. You know what I mean? So you can't say that those connect to this one or that one connects to this one. There's a potential that the T'Challa one would connect because none of that stuff was impacted by the other. But, you know, I don't know. I would like to think that each thing is its own spun universe, you know, from these specific actions.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, these first four episodes are all connected. And with Captain Carter in current time, maybe this is the timeline where all these things come together, and it's a new form of Avengers that form because Loki takes over the planet.
But you can't do the Captain Carter connection to this one because at the end of this one, Fury goes and there's the shield and the ice.
That's true. Yeah.
So you can't connect those.
Okay.
Like I said, the T'Challa one potentially
maybe
could
maybe
be attached to either one.
Yeah.
But this one, you know. This was my favorite one, without
doubt. Yeah, for sure, so far. Absolutely.
I mean, I liked the first two.
Yeah.
I thought that Agent Carter one was good. I thought the T'Challa one was good. I just didn't like certain parts of it.
Yeah.
This one, I fucking loved it from start to end.
It was great. I saw one review on it where I forgot what site it was, but they were like, what if releases the... probably their most boring episode yet. And I'm like, boring?
What the fuck are you even talking
about?
And
this was before I watched it, so I saw that. And I'm like, oh, man. Like, don't do this. And then I watched it, and I'm like, what is wrong with these people who watch this?
Who the fuck thought that was boring? I thought that shit was great.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I mean, even if it had just been what happened, you know, what if Tony Stark died? Okay. Did the Avengers don't come together more than likely, like the way they did?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why Steve Rogers isn't out of the ice at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, where was where was Nick Fury at when he found him?
Right.
Like, went in there, like...
Right.
Because it didn't look like he was in, like, an ice cave. It looked like he was in a room.
Well...
Like, did they find him, and they just haven't thawed him out yet?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought it might potentially have been the, like, the remnants of that plane.
Yeah.
You know, that he went down in, the Valkyrie plane or whatever. And maybe that's... You know, that's what it was. It looked like a room because it was a big fucking cockpit of a giant plane.
Yeah, maybe so.
But, yeah, I loved this one, man. I loved it. I thought it was great. This is how I've envisioned these stories to be. You know, this one was, it was cool. It was like, okay, we're not just going to make one, like, this big choice is going to spiral out in a huge way.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it was great. It was really good.
Don't fuck with Hank Pym.
No, do not fuck with Hank Pym. That's not the guy you want to be pissing off. Apparently.
Yep.
He was so good. He was so good. It was
like I said, the yellow jacket suit and everything, man.
Yeah. All right. So that review was on io9.com, which is a site I go to a lot to read about stuff. And it says, "What If's deadliest episode was sadly also its most boring." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?
Motherfuckers is crazy.
Y'all done lost your damn minds, because it was definitely not boring. I don't know what episode you watched. Did you watch the wrong episode?
I watched this one with like jaw half open, like, what the fuck is going on? I was loving it, man.
Yeah.
I was like, who's doing it? Is it Hydra? Is it Loki?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not this. Like, okay. Who's doing it? Fuck. Holy shit, it's fucking Ant-Man. fucking Ant-Man.
Who had that on their bingo card?
Not me.
Nobody. All right. So that takes care of episode 3 of What If. Before we get out of here, though, there's a few things I want to talk about relating to CinemaCon over the past couple days with stuff coming out. We talked about the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer at the beginning of it. They also finally showed some footage from the upcoming Matrix 4, which is now officially titled The Matrix Resurrections. They described some footage, and it sounds pretty cool. The footage they showed says begins with a very glassy looking city. A psychiatrist played by Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Howser coming back playing a doctor in the Matrix world. I love it. Sitting with a patient named Thomas, and who is actually Keanu Reeves, and he tells him he's been having problems. He's been having dreams that aren't quite dreams. He feels like he's going crazy, and he's like, "We don't say that here." There's a scene with Reeves' character Thomas walking into a coffee shop meeting Trinity, but it's not Trinity, and they're both like, "You seem very familiar. How do we know each other?" There's a scene of Keanu's character taking blue pills at home. He looks into the sky and sees a bunch of birds flying. He's trying to analyze that. He's in an elevator with a bunch of people and their phones, and he looks up in the reflection of everyone looking at their screens. The whole time, Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit's playing. Now, we know that's a big thing in the first Matrix movie. Follow the White Rabbit.
Right.
There's a character played by, I think it's the guy that was, he played Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen HBO series.
Okay.
Very Morpheus looking. He offers him a red pill. He meets a blue-haired girl with a tattoo of a rabbit. It's all very, like, it feels like the Matrix. Because they said in Revolutions, like, this has happened before. It keeps happening. It's just like the system resets. Like, the hero comes, he figures out what happens, he destroys it, but the Matrix resets itself, and you go through all this again. So I kind of like this description of it. It's like we're resetting everything. But it's a little different. If this guy's like another version of Morpheus, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, interesting to see. At the end of the first trilogy, there was a sort of a peace brokered, you know, between the humans and the machines. Now, had that happened repeatedly and over, and that's what always happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The first Matrix blew my fucking brains out.
Yeah.
I mean, just blew my brains out.
It blew everybody's brains out.
I didn't know what the fuck was happening, and then it was just like, what is this? Is the shit? I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this is incredible. And then for me, I mean, they got progressively not as fun.
I like the second one on repeat viewings. I've watched it maybe a few months ago because it's been on HBO Max. They got all the ones on there. And I watched that one. That one holds up better. Matrix Revolutions, I'm still like, there's parts of it that are okay. But then there's parts of it that are like just super cheesy and just not cool.
Yeah, I think, I feel like the last one, they were just like, we got to wrap this shit up.
Yeah,
we
got
to figure something out to wrap all this shit up.
Yeah.
And anyways, I mean, I'll see it.
Yeah, I'm on board for it. It's you from know? This description, I'm very intrigued by it now. At first, I was just like, do we need another Matrix movie?
I know. I'm kind of that mindset right now, honestly.
Yeah, I'm but I still want to after that.
I mean, I'll see it. If they're going to make it, I'll see it.
Yeah.
But if somebody would have asked me, like, do we need another Matrix movie before it happened, I would have been like, you better come up with a goddamn good storyline.
Yeah.
You can't just rehash it and do the same shit again. You just can't.
No. Also, another movie that they showed footage for, The Batman.
Ah, yes. With Twilight.
With Twilight Boy. Still playing bats. The first description coming from CinemaCon says... It opens with what looks like chaos before centering on Robert Pattinson's Batman walking through Gotham. The description then states that he, quote-unquote, he rises, but we don't know if that's via one of his patented grappling hooks or something more visually symbolic. The footage then features director Matt Reeves, who promises an emotional Batman movie, the likes of which audiences have never seen before, describing the Batman as being radically different from any other screen adaptation. We then hear from the Dark Knight himself, Robert Pattinson, who talks about the ongoing connection between audiences and Batman, as well as his passion for the project. Reeves then returns with some more insight. The filmmaker calls the Batman grounded the way Year One is, talking about Frank Miller's classic Year One description. Not much else was said about it. Some people that were there on Twitter said, amazing new footage of the Batman just played. A trailer that was almost the same as the first played after a long, dark, epic behind-the-scenes featurette. Hopefully this stuff gets released online. I want to see this. I want to see the Matrix footage. And lastly on this, they actually showed a surprise screening to everyone at the con of Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Huh.
Like, not
the whole movie?
The entire movie. They showed the whole movie.
Wow.
And everyone that saw it in this screening was blown away by it. They like all the reviews have been like, Ghostbusters Afterlife is the Ghostbusters sequel that I've been waiting for all my life to see. It is nostalgia done right, a perfect blend of classic Ghostbusters moments with a fresh and unique twist for a whole new generation. I got goosebumps. Jason Garcia says, Ghostbusters Afterlife, wow, was not expecting how heartfelt it is. It's very childlike. It has a very childlike Spielberg vibe to it. And Jason Reitman is extremely loyal to the original. Another one, I just saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I'm still in shock. I'm on cloud nine. Wow, I loved it. I need a data process and can't get the smile off my face. Another one, is Ghostbusters Afterlife is a sequel fans have been waiting decades for better or worse. It's got great new characters, lots of surprises, and plenty of laughs with just the right amount of nostalgia. However, it's not without some issues. Paul Rudd also has the best lines. Of course he does.
Of course he does.
He's Paul Rudd.
It's Paul fucking Rudd.
Yeah.
It's not in his contract. It just makes it happen.
Yeah. This comes out November 11th. I want to see this movie right now.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think there's no way for this movie not to be good when you take the son of the guy who directed the originals and, like, you involve those characters with a new twist and you still pay homage to that.
Right.
You find the right balance, and obviously from these people that got to see it, they did it.
See, the original Ghostbusters was a great movie for a lot of reasons. And it wasn't like it wasn't a horror movie. It was a sci-fi movie. It was a fun sci-fi adventure.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2 was a cash grab.
Oh, absolutely.
So
they've pretty much all come out and said that.
I don't like it, and
not many people do.
I that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Viggo the Vulgarian.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to see this one. I loved the first one. I watched that first one so many times.
It still holds up, man. It still holds up.
Yeah, it is, and it's not just because Bill Murray's fantastic. I just hope that they don't do any very. You know how they can't help but like make the obvious big wink joke in certain movies when they sort of rehash it or in the reimagine it. Like in the Ghostbusters movie that came out a few years ago, which I didn't think was terrible.
The one, the female one?
It was Ghostbusters. It was a Ghostbusters movie.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as horrible as a lot of people made out to be.
No, I didn't think it was bad. I just like the Dan Aykroyd scene.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hey, bring him. I'm like, come on, man. Who the fuck needs that?
No.
Like, that, don't even do that.
And he's the guy that would do something like that. And he's in this movie.
Well, I hope he doesn't fucking do that.
Yeah.
I hope they don't give him that cheesy, stupid line.
No.
Because, I mean, like, I like some of Dan Aykroyd's stuff, but
he's not a good actor.
He has this propensity to be
just a cheese ball,
cheesy as shit, and it's just I don't know, it drives me crazy.
The only movie that worked in for his character was Gross Point Blank.
He was so good in Gross
Point
Blank.
He was perfect for that role in Gross Point
Blank. So good in that one.
Bingo, bingo, popcorn.
Popcorn.
Oh man, so good. But yeah, that's it for this episode.
A lot of cool shit coming down the pike,
so
man.
So much stuff, dude.
So much stuff is coming.
I get a feeling we're going to get a Sandman trailer pretty soon,
too. Oh, my God.
My head is going to blow up when that happens.
Yeah. Six to midnight, son. Six to midnight.
Ugh. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit coming. I mean, we're not even talking about supposedly, you know, we're coming up on the next iteration of Star Wars series.
Yeah, Book of Boba Fett right around the corner.
Book of Boba Fett should be here soon, and some, I don't know when the Ahsoka Tano series or the Rangers of the New Republic's gonna.
Well, that's not, Rangers of the New Republic's not happening anymore.
Okay, because of the
Gina
loss
Carano.
Of Gina Carano.
That was going to be her series.
That was going to be her series.
Yeah, that's done.
Okay. I didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
I thought potentially they might recast it a little bit, but
nope, they just went ahead and scrapped it all together. It may come back in another form somewhere down the line, but as of now, they have no intention of making it.
Originally, it was that one. It was the Ahsoka Tano and then
Kenobi. Kenobi, which is filming right now.
And Book of Boba Fett.
Cassian Andor series, I think, just finished production. They just wrapped production on that.
A lot of cool shit coming, y'all.
Yeah. Also, for you Disney Plus subscribers, they've dropped a Mandalorian behind-the-scenes episode where they go behind the scenes to show you how they brought Luke back on that season finale.
Saw it, yeah.
I hadn't watched it yet.
I saw that it was out. Yeah. I haven't watched it, no. Anyway, look, thank y'all for listening. And if you got anything you'd like to add or if you want to tell Charles to stop talking so much.
Wow.
Or maybe to tell me to stop talking. Probably me.
It's me.
I talk too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to wehavespokenpod23@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Also, if like all these shows are coming out, I definitely want to do Sandman. I want to do Sandman. Like, I feel like we need the thing about it is this, that one's going to be tough to do because Netflix is going to drop it all at once. So that's going to be the issue of doing that. Maybe we can watch it all and then do a episode talking about the entire run.
I think that if it's all going to come out at one time, you can't really do episodic breakdowns because everybody's going to binge it all at the same time. So I think we'll watch it and decide if it's something that we could legitimately have a show about. And we could bring in, you know, I know a few Super Sandman-aholics that would love to come in and talk about that shit. So
Sandman roundtable discussion.
Yeah, if there is something that we have mentioned that you'd like to hear more about, or if you want to make sure we're going to follow up on a movie or a show, or if there's any other thing that we skipped that you think we need to look at, give us a call.
Call the hotline.
Call the hotline. The hotline is email. The email is wehavespokenpod23@gmail.com. Man, look, y'all.
I'm not cutting that out either. I'm leaving that in.
Do it. Leave it. I don't give a shit. Y'all got a problem with it? Send me an email at wehavespokenpod23@gmail.com.
There you go. I may want to do something for Why the Last Man when that series starts on FX. That's one of my favorite comic series, and the fact that it's finally happening, I might want to discuss that. If you're not up for that,
we'll see. Like I said, we'll see. You know, I mean, I'm along for the ride. This is y'all show.
Well, I'm just
you do all the work. I just show up and run my fucking mouth.
I mean, we both show up and run our mouths.
Yeah, but you doing all the other work.
That's
listener. Chuck P does. That's you. Chuck P does all the shit behind the scenes.
I push the buttons.
He does the mix. If you got a problem with the mix, let him know.
Yeah, sorry about the last episode.
A little hot there.
We were in a different studio recording.
Different studio. Little hot.
Yeah.
Little bit of a hot mic for old Mr. Mike.
And I brought you down a good bit, too, and he was still like...
super loud.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we're both okay for this episode.
Yeah, I think so. I think we should be fine.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's it. Until next week, I'm assuming we might even throw in a Shang-Chi review.
I'm going to see if I can get around to seeing it this weekend. Next weekend.
Yeah,
next weekend. Sorry
It's Labor Day weekend. It's first LSU football game.
There's a ton of shit going on.
I'm
going
to be in Ruston moving Christian into college. I won't be back until Sunday. So if we do anything, we'll do our regular What If episode.
Yeah.
Wednesday night. But then maybe Sunday afternoon, if you get a chance to see it, we'll do Shang-Chi.
Maybe so.
All right, guys. We're getting out of here. For Michael Grimion, I am Chuck P. This is the We Have Spoken podcast. And until next time, this is the way.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.